Hispanics are the fastest growing demographic in Wisconsin. Republicans say their map reflects this by creating two Milwaukee districts with Hispanic majorities. But Milwaukee Assembly Democrat Jocasta Zamarripa says the map's development was kept secret from many in the Latino community, including herself. She said the end result leaves Hispanics without any district where they can be assured of electing their candidate of choice, a violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act.
In order to satisfy their own thirst for a partisan monopoly, the majority party has thrown Wisconsin's growing Latino community under the bus.
Fellow Milwaukee Democrat and redistricting expert Fred Kessler says the map is a clear-cut violation by the numbers. He says that if you can, you have to draw an Hispanic district with a 70% voting age population. There are no such districts in this map. Kessler says the map simultaneously removes African-American voters from Republican districts to pack them into a small number of Democratic seats, another violation of the Voting Rights Act.
In effect, what this is doing is you are turning Wisconsin into Mississippi and Alabama.
No Republicans defended the redistricting plan during last night's assembly session, but the attorney they hired to work on the maps contends they are sensitive to minority voters, creating several assembly districts with African-American majorities in addition to the two Hispanic seats. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.